Could you do beatboxing with Mr. G doing a performance poem off the back?
Yeah.
Can you, boys? This is completely live.
This is untried,
untested. Beardy Man and Mr. G.
You're a taskmaster.
I know,
exactly.
It's funny.
Tim, you
were just going on about how much live is great. Well, here we are. We have some live.
This is crazy live, though.
I'll go for it and I'll just try. Within the deepest of sleep, a movement of rapid eye catches. A man running a long distance, heat strangely representing Atlantis. Yet fantasizing over such Olympic utopias, knowing full well the fact is, no matter what piece of this granite the man seeks to inhabit, he can't escape his stealth, so he chases wealth as the pain is felt when we compete for the planet. As fields are turning to tracks, and there seems to be no turning back. We've got hundreds of meters and hundreds of hurdles, the religious build steeples, the political sweep murders under the rug, as external javelins are thrown. Alas, there's no shot put to put off that tragic shot to your dome, leaving no room to discuss or hurl a disgust in disgust at the gust of atrocities that will never be shown. So run, my friend, run. It's time to move on. Make the whole world see. Run to tantalize the audience's eyes of your incredible speed. Run faster than our path of incredible greed. Plant an indelible seed to make us inevitably see that it's an unacceptable belief that a few men can run the whole planet while the rest of us will never be free. So run faster than Hitler. Leave Stalin witless. Outpace Vietnam and Iraq. Beat Darfur down with your fitness. Surpass apartheid, the Rwandan genocide. Move through the Middle East and Tibet to a mindset that's beyond the Northern Ireland divide. For there is a sport of lies that will offer you a golden medal as a bribe. So the more a man gets, the more six-fingered his hand gets, the more twisted his plan gets with missile ships and jets. So run, my friend, run. Escape what we've become. And with the rise of the morning sun, show the world a true Olympian.
Yeah, fantastic. Beardy Man and Mr. G, an improv combo.
Makes me want to dabble.
Do you know what?
Yeah, makes you
want to dabble.
I did
that gig with Sting last week, and we did this, like, I got to play, like, obviously as a kid, you know, it was like one of those things, oh my God, Sting, you know, Police, and they, because they brought over what was happening, specials, and, you know, they brought over, like, kind of an island to America. America, we didn't have that, so the Police were kind of the first introduction to kind of that, and then if you go back, you listen to the beat, you listen to the your specials, you get back into, you know, what was happening,
And,
you know, I love Lou Reed. I love all, and I think you're allowed to do that nowadays. There's a wide musical palette, so you can throw beats over top of something. You can throw a spoken word over, you know, you can throw it over thrash, like, you know, you could over, you know.
Did you do that, Mr. G?
I actually did a night called Metal Fest. You can actually, it's on your YouTube.
Right?
I got someone threw a can of beer over me while I was doing the, and then I poured a bottle of water over there. It's not a pretty sight.
No.
I'm half poems will travel. Anywhere I'll go.
Should have
popped it.
Bam.
Yeah.
So you do a poem against a metal background?
No, actually, it was a metal night, and they stopped the night while I went there and did a poem.
How did that go down?
Wow. It didn't go down. I was just fighting against the crowd, you know? But I'll put poetry anywhere, you know what I mean?
I bet you anything, you probably won over some fans, because, you know, I follow, like, there's some bands called Steel Wing and Blind Guardian, a German speed metal band that's been around for 20 years, and I'll follow them because I think the music's great. But there's some really open-minded people at these gigs. Like, they're not just about one type of music. They might look a certain type, but then they're into other stuff.
Yeah, like, beer furring in a metal gig means they like you.
And if yes. I mean, yeah, and if you've connected,
you know what I mean. And if you spit your lyrics like within the deepest of sleep, then maybe that next time you do.
No,
it.
I enjoyed it. I'll always do it again. I find stuff like that funny. Yeah. I do. I don't care getting heckled.
But do you think, Mr. G, if you'd adopted a Beardy Man metal thrash voice like that, you would have gone down better?
Maybe, maybe not, man. But I'm just one of the dudes that once I'm up on that stage, I've got that mic. Then, you know, you got to rip it out of my cold, dead hands. Do you know what I'm saying, right? I'll die on stage. I'm that kind of a performer. I will die.
So what have you got going at the moment? Because you've set this thing up. Is it the big chill?
Yeah, I've got a night called Chill Pill.
Chill Pill.
We do it at the Soho Theatre. The next one is on the 19th of August. And we're just trying to take the element of spoken word, the underground element of spoken word, and just put it out there so people realise they can go to a poetry night and they will get humour and they will get some meaningful stuff and they'll get a bit of romance, and it's very, very enjoyable. We do a thing where we write a poem about the headline of the day, and we do a thing where we read a classical poem from antiquity, so we'll read something like, you know, Keats or Byron or something like that, just to show that this is, well, as you said, it's art, isn't it?
It all connects,
right? So whether it's from 100 years ago, whether it's written today, it all connects. And the beauty about England's got a very special relationship with poetry.
With the spoken word.
With spoken word, right? Yeah. And it's just been hidden. So people are secret poetry lovers, and we just are here to bring the secret out, let them dabble a bit. You know?
There's a few performance poets I've heard of who do things where they bring the classics back. There's Kate Tempest.
Yeah, she was at Bestival, yeah.
Yeah, she does that. She does, like, I think it's like Homeric stuff, I think she does. And then there's...
Polar Bear.
Yeah, and also there's a guy that does the sort of rap Chaucer.
Rap Chaucer.
He does like the Canterbury Tales, but performed as rap over a beat. I forget his name, but he's
a great story. The Canterbury Tales is a great story.
Shakespeare wrote with a heartbeat, you know. He said, that's it, the iambic pentameter, that's it. You know, this is a beat. It's this. It had a beat to it. And they weren't, you know, 100 years old when they're writing it. Maybe that would have been interesting too, but they were kids.
I agree, the iambic pentameter is beautiful.
It was written to be performed. It was written to be heard. Yeah. It was written to be spoken.
Did you do Shakespeare?
I incorporate Shakespearean lines. I think that the amazing thing about Shakespeare is the fact that so many words that we use and so many phrases we use.
3,000 words still, he came
exactly,
up with?
Exactly, yeah. You know, Shakespeare is the originator of slang.
Yeah,
you know?
He created
Shakespeare. If Shakespeare was on Twitter right now, you'd be blowing up.
If Shakespeare was alive right now, do you know where he'd be? He'd be at Bestival. Because you were at Bestival, weren't you, Mike?
Yes.
And you've just come from Bestival to be here. Biddy Man, you're going to Bestival to perform, is that right?
Be there on Sunday.
Yeah? And Mr. G, you've just bailed.
I was called by you guys. Whenever you call me, I'm coming out.
Man, and we are delighted you've done so, but you can't go back, and I think Grandmaster Flash is doing a DJ set.
I'm so gutted.
It's all right, I think.
I might have to hit your lip.
Sandy and I are stuck at Rock of Ages. Mm. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
But Grandmaster Flash takes the whole spoken word thing.
The originator of turntablism.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Legend.
He's a legend.
Legend.
And you're in London.
I know. Exactly. But, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Everything's good.
It's all working out for you.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad for the water that you provided us.
Yeah. You can have a Coca-Cola. It's just not very fizzy. Guys, I'm going to have to wrap this wonderful conversation up. Mr. G, Biddy Man, Tim Hauer, without a D. Thank you very much. Mike, Sandy, and also to my guests earlier today, which was Frederick Ryman, Dan Skinner, and the Barber Shop Opera. And of course, thanks to my team, my production team, Jodie Keane, Duncan Middleton, Hannah Newton, and the sound engineers, Graham Bunce.